This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Illinois-based American Academy of Pediatrics released its 2026 childhood and adolescent vaccine schedule. It departs from federal guidelines, which saw cuts to the number of recommended vaccines for kids earlier this month. The AAP continues to advise that those 18 and younger get all routine vaccines, even those being challenged by the new federal guidelines. That includes vaccines for threats such as rotavirus, COVID-19, influenza, and hepatitis A and B. AAP spokesperson Molly O'Shea says skipping them can be dangerous.
Kids whose immune systems are just figuring life out will always do better getting exposed to a disease by vaccination rather than actual illness. So younger kids are all going to be worse off. Prior to the rotavirus vaccine, 70,000 children every year would be hospitalized with rotavirus illness and multiple deaths occurred.
The AAP's guidance was endorsed by a dozen medical organizations. As Missouri weighs large-scale solar, a debate is on between clean energy advocates and those warning that retiring fossil fuel plants too quickly could strain the power grid and raise blackout risks. Nationally, solar is now the fastest-growing source of new electricity, with the U.S. Energy Information Administration projecting it will account for more than half of all new power generation capacity added this year. But that pace concerns Missourians like Walter Roth.
The Department of Energy's Resource Adequacy Report further predicts that power outages could surge by up to 100 times by 2030 if reliable sources, fossil fuel plants or nuclear, are retired prematurely.
Jennifer DeRose, a Missouri organizing strategist with the Sierra Club, contends Missouri has the ability and the need to create most of its own energy without subjecting itself to outside forces that threaten its independence.
We need to be focused on energy independence. We need to be focused on energy reliability and energy security. We need projects that stabilize or lower costs for households.
Missouri is considering a major push into large-scale solar through Ameren, Missouri's proposed Callaway Solar Project. If approved, the facility would begin serving customers in 2028. This is WSIU.